some ice cream or some milk or soda or?
No thanks, that's fine.
Nothing for the drink?
Nothing.
Okay. You say your call wouldn't start.
Well, the key, I don't know exactly
what might happened. Be the battery could roll it.
Yeah.
Did you have a check?
Well, no, not yet. I think I'm gonna have to do something about it.
A lot of times they when they do that terminal on top.
What would you call a little place on the right side of a dash with a latch or a lock where you might keep maps and things like that in a car?
Oh. Well, let's see, what do you call it? A map. I forget, but it's a map holder, like.
Mm-hmm.
And I'd call it a map pocket. I have one in my car, and I think my wife had one in hers.
Mm-hmm.
Where we keep the maps in.
Mm-hmm. What would you call a place that maybe you might lock things up in? In the kind of has a door that opens up flat like that, open and close it.
Are you talking about what you mean? A door like this, open like this?
Mm-hmm.
I don't know. I'm trying to think. The glove compartment usually have one like that.
Mm-hmm. What would you call something that you might wrap around a couple of maps or pieces of paper to keep them together? Something flexible.
Is that plastic?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. I would put that, it'd protect them, I would.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
What would you call something that might be kind of rubbery that you would wrap around a newspaper or something like that?
A rubber band.
Huh? Would you ever call it anything else? Would you ever know of?
No, because in my case, most of the time it's the rubber made now, but a long time ago they used to, a lot of times they would cut their own rubber for wrapping up things like that.
Mm-hmm.
Like for vegetables they put together. And a lot of times they used to take old inner tubes out of cars for doing this, see?
Uh-huh.
When they, you know, and cut your piece a half inch or quarter inch, whatever you wanted to cut it.
Mm-hmm. What would you call something, if you had a couple of sheets of paper, you might put a metal thing on them to hold them together. What would you call that?
Paper clip.
Would you ever call it anything else at all?
No. Mm-hmm. All I ever heard was paperclip.
Mm-hmm. Where would you keep your spare tire?
Oh, in the spare tire rack. Mm-hmm. Or well, or whatever they have, which type of car you would have. And maybe some trucks would have it underneath, beneath, in the back.
Mm-hmm.
On a rack or something like that.
Mm-hmm. What areas in a car would you use to store things if you were going on a trip or something?
Well, a truck and a glove compartment would be your biggest. Suitcases and trunk and maps and important things I'd put in a glove compartment.
Mm-hmm. What kinds of different fire trucks and equipment would the fire department have?
Well, they have your tankers,
mm-hmm.
your hook and ladders. And like I said, that's the only ones I know.
Mm-hmm. Would they have now? Would they have one of these big trucks? I don't know if they have them in Jacksonville or not. It's a big truck with a kind of aerial boom, just like a tree.
Yeah, that aerial ladder.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
I think they have one downtown, man, mm-hmm. or two of them, but. They were, all I ever heard was, you know, I would call them was a ladder truck.
Mm-hmm.
Some people call them hooking ladders and all like that.
Uh-huh.